today's contestants. A casting assistant from New York, New York, Lacey Davies. An electrical engineering student from Los Angeles, California, Mark Nashelsky. And our returning champion, an attorney from Athens, Georgia, Paul Trifoletti, whose four-day cash winnings total $83,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Good to have you with us. I've been looking over the categories for the first round of play today, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Paul, you're the returning champion. You select first, so let's show you what those categories are. Starting off with Let There Be Light. Next, secondary titles. You're in My House. Poet Puri. Now, last year, we had some difficulty with the football category, so we thought we would try it again. But in this category, it deals entirely with referees' signals. And I'm going to be giving you three players the signals, okay? And the last category, student word list. Where do we start, champ?
Let there be light for 200.
Like electrons, visible light behaves both as particles and as these flowing fields. Mark.
What are waves?
Yes.
Let there be light, 400.
Using just a few pieces of plastic cut from an old CD case, you can turn your smartphone into a projector of these 3D images. Mark.
What's a hologram?
Yeah.
Let there be light, 600.
Without this process by which light is converted to chemical energy, Earth would be populated only by bacteria. Lacey.
What is photosynthesis?
Yes.
Let there be light, 800.
This phenomenon is the change in direction of a ray of light as it moves from one medium into another. Mark.
What is refraction?
Correct.
Let there be light, 1000.
It's the one-word title of Isaac Newton's landmark 1704 treatise on light. Mark.
What is optics?
You got it.
Poet Puri for 600.
Answer, Daily Double. And you're off to a good lead.
I will make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 4,800, here is the clue. Catherine Lee Bates' book containing this patriotic song used similar language about Mont Blanc. Oh, beautiful beyond all dream.
What is America the Beautiful?
You got it. No trouble at all for you.
Let's do football for 200.
All right. Offensive teams love to see this sign. It means points. Mark.
What is touchdown?
Correct.
Football 400.
An equal opportunity foul. It can be called against the offense or the defense. Paul.
What is holding?
Right.
Football for 600.
Just a little pre-snap movement by an offensive lineman causes this 5-yard penalty. Mark.
What is false start?
Correct.
Football 800.
Offensive teams don't like to see this sign given against them. Lacey.
What is a foul?
No. Paul.
What is a personal foul?
No. What is fourth down? Mark, you pick again.
Football 1000.
Careful if playing Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers loves to catch defenses in this foul. Mark.
What is offsides?
No. What is too many men on the field? All right, we got about half of them there. Let's go somewhere else.
Better than usual. Student word list for 200.
It can be a trainee working short-term without pay or a recent medical school grad working in a hospital prior to a residency. Paul.
What is an internship?
Yes.
Student word list for 400.
From the Latin for understand, it's someone learning a trade from a skilled employer. Paul again.
Who is an apprentice?
Good.
Student word list for 600.
In a learning sense, it's not a tax accountant, but a student who attends a class informally without working towards a grade. Paul.
What is an auditor?
Right.
Word list for 800.
A Protestant group promoting Christian unity is called These of Christ, DOC for short. Lacey?
What are disciples?
Of Christ, yes, and that takes you out of the hole. That would take us to our first break. So we'll pause. We'll come back. Lacey Davies is a casting assistant from New York who spent an entire summer living in a museum. I'd like to hear about that.
Yes, when I was in college, I interned with the Nantucket Historical Association, and they put us all up in an old captain's house. But the trick was when people came to tour the museum, we would have to turn off the television and be really quiet and pretend that we weren't there.
Okay, good to have you with us. Mark Nasielski from Los Angeles, an electrical engineering student who went snorkeling in Iceland.
I did.
Snorkeling in Iceland. What prompted you to do this?
Apparently it's some of the best snorkeling in the world, so it's a common thing people do, and we saw it on the itinerary, and we were like, let's do it.
Worthwhile.
Yep.
Okay, good. Now we come to Paul Trifoletti, our champion. He volunteers for a group that provides homeless families housing in various places of worship. How are you helping in Georgia?
Well, what we do is different houses of worship alternate taking the families for a week, and the folks live essentially in, if there's like a school part of the church, we use the classrooms as bedrooms and stuff, and basically the different congregations and other organizations, houses of worship, alternate between them and rotate. And we have a good record also getting people out of homelessness, too, and providing
assistance. The important thing is to enable them to get out on their own and find permanent
exactly.
housing. All right, let's get back into this. And Lacey has command of the board.
Student Make a word selection. List for 1,000.
Five letters in English. It's an Arabic word for student or one member of an extremist group in Afghanistan. Lacey.
What is a Shiite?
No. The word you're going for this time is Talib. Back to you, Lacey.
Poet Pri for 200.
Haley Steinfeld plays this 19th century poet in an Apple TV Plus series with lots of 21st century touches. Lacey.
Who is Emily Dickinson?
Correct.
Poet Pri 400.
Wanda Coleman's jazz-influenced American These poems sometimes have more than 14 lines, but 16 max. Mark.
What are sonnets?
Yes.
Poet Puri 800.
The August 1913 Poetry Magazine had I Heard a Flute by Ruth Gaines, and more famously, this Joyce Kilmer poem. That would be trees. Mark.
You're in my house 200.
This Playboy's Playboy Mansion. Mark.
Who is Hefner?
Good.
You're in my house 400.
This author's Oscott. Mark.
Who is Baum?
Frank Baum, correct.
You're in my house 600.
This tech mogul's house in Medina, Washington is sometimes called Xanadu 2.0. Mark.
Who is Gates?
Bill Gates, yeah.
My house 800.
This Chemical Air's Winterthur house in northern Delaware. Mark.
Who is DuPont?
Good.
My house 1000.
The Beehive House, home to this religious leader until 1877. And his name, Brigham Young. Less than a minute now. Mark.
Secondary titles, 200.
The U.S. Supreme Court has one Chief Justice and eight of these other justices. Mark.
What are Associate Justices?
Correct.
Secondary titles, 1,000.
In the Marine Corps, just below Corporal comes this Corporal. Paul.
What is a Lance Corporal?
Right.
Secondary titles for 800.
The appointed second in command to the Secretary of State has this title. No 10 stars involved. That would be Deputy Secretary of State. Paul.
Secondary titles for 600.
Suzette Charles, 1984 first runner-up in this pageant, replaced Vanessa Williams. Mark.
What is Miss America?
Yes.
Secondary titles 400.
As backup to Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, Werner Kogler has this four letters longer title. Mark.
What is Vice Chancellor?
That's it. And with that, we wrap up this round. Lacey, you're going first, young lady, when we start Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Two players have a lot of catching up to do. Lacey is the one, though, picking first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for her. What is that? Followed by the comics. She's a goddess. The end of the emperor. It's cold out there. And finally, let me in. Each correct response will begin with I-N. Lacey.
I'll take comics for 400.
Alice and Asok are two co-workers of this Scott Adams comic strip title guy. Mark.
Who is Dilbert?
Yes.
The End of the Emperor, 1200.
Tyrannical Tiberius was smothered in 37 AD, but was followed by this equally infamous successor who also needed killing. Lacey.
Who is Julius Caesar?
No. Mark.
Who is Nero?
No. Paul.
Who is Caligula?
Caligula, yes.
End of the Emperor for 400.
He passed away in 14 AD on the 19th of the month named for him. Mark.
Who is Augustus?
Correct.
End of the Emperor, 800.
Answer, Daily Double.
3,200.
All right. Claudius's death in 54 AD was due to this type of foul play, very common in the TV miniseries I, Claudius.
What is poisoning?
You are right. Got rid of a lot of them that way.
The End of the Emperor for 1600.
He died at his military headquarters in 180 AD, 3 years after making Commodus his co-emperor. Paul.
Who is Hadrian?
No. Who is Marcus Aurelius? Back to you, Mark.
The End of the Emperor, 2000.
Septimus Severus died in Eboracum, now this north of England city whose name is associated with white in the Wars of the Roses. Mark.
What is York?
Good.
Let me in, 1200.
One, two, three, four, etc. Mark.
What is counting?
No. Paul.
What are integers?
Yes.
What is that for 400?
That's an empty reservoir for natural or coal this. An inner container rises up when it's full. Paul.
What is gas?
Correct.
Goddess for 400.
Tefnut was a goddess of rain and moisture in the mythology of this civilization. Paul.
What is Egypt?
Yes.
Goddess for 800.
Born full-grown and dressed in armor, this Greek goddess missed out on her childhood. Paul.
Who is Athena?
Correct.
Goddess for 1200?
She's the Hindu goddess of wealth and good fortune, but not a top chef, as TV's Padma could tell you. Lacey.
Who is Lakshmi?
Correct.
Goddess for 1600.
May Day grew out of a festival that celebrated this Roman goddess of flowers and spring. And that would be Flora. Back to you, Lacey.
Goddess for 2000.
This earth mother and wife of Odin was attended by a dozen handmaidens. Paul.
Who is Frigg?
Yes.
What is that for 800?
These two magi gifts smell much better than they look. Lacey.
What are frankincense and myrrh?
You got them both.
What is that for 1200?
Rosin is applied to these to help make sweet music. Mark.
What are bows?
That's right, violin bows.
What is that, 1600?
Once worn by the French Navy, the stereotypical mime shirt is named for this westernmost French mainland province. That province is Brittany. Back to you, Mark.
What is that, 2000?
That's not caviar, but the finger type of this citrus fruit bursting with beads of juice. That delicacy is finger lime. Mark?
The comic's 800.
Garfield the cat hates Mondays, but loves this layered pasta dish. Paul.
What is lasagna?
Right.
Let me in for 400.
Blow up a balloon. Lacey.
What is inflate?
Correct.
Let me in, 800.
In an election, it's the person who currently holds the office. Paul.
What is an incumbent?
Good.
In for 1600.
A colorful Duke Ellington tune is called Mood This. Mark.
What is indigo?
Yes.
Let me in, 2000.
From the Italian for to cut, it's a method in which images are carved into metal plates to make prints like the one seen here. Paul.
What is intaglio?
Yes.
Burr, it's cold for 400.
The town of Omiakon, Russia, in this proverbially cold region, plunged to a mind-numbing 90 degrees below in 1933. Mark.
What is Siberia?
Yes.
Cold for 800.
The coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth, 144 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, was found by researchers studying satellite data of this continent. Mark.
What is Antarctica?
Right.
Cold 1200.
This U.S. state's Prospect Creek hit negative 80 in January of 1971. Mark.
What is Alaska?
Yes.
Cold for 16.
Answer. Well, the Daily Double Adam, you have added to your lead considerably.
2000.
All right. Here is the clue. In 1954, an historic contiguous U.S. low temperature of negative 70 was recorded near Rogers Pass in this fourth largest state.
What is New York?
No, you picked the wrong one. Montana, fourth largest. Less than a minute now.
Cold for 2000.
In February of 1947, temperatures reportedly fell to negative 85 at Fort Selkirk on this river that lends its name to a Canadian territory. Paul.
What is the Yukon River?
Yes.
Comics for 1200.
In their last strip, this pair goes sledding away with the boy saying, "It's a magical world. Let's go exploring." Paul.
Who are Calvin and Hobbes?
Yes.
Comics for 1600.
Sarah has the clue.
Cartoonist Mort Walker called the stars over a drunken character Squeens and gave the name Walsteroms to the wavy lines indicating this.
Mark?
What is smell?
Right. Now, well, we won't get to the last clue, but closer game. Paul has moved up to 13,000. Here comes Final Jeopardy. 19th century plays. That takes us back a bit. We'll take you back with a clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
A mother demands justice for her murdered son.
Operation Crime and Justice investigates.
Why the numbers aren't on her side. Plus, how local colleges are working to prevent coronavirus on campus.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
It's surprising that these sea cows wear novelty shirts in a 2018 Geico ad. What are manatees? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This one may be just a little tricky. 19th century plays. Here's your clue, players. From the title of a British set comedy, it completes the final line, "I've now realized for the first time in my life, the vital, and you complete it." 30 seconds, good luck. See, I like it when I see a player start to write immediately. That's usually a good sign. I bet you came up with the correct response. What is the importance of being earnest? You're right. And it's too bad you had only $1,000. But you double that to $2,000. You take us to Paul. He started writing right after you. And I believe he came up with the correct response also. He did indeed. And his wager? $10,000. That puts him in the lead with $23,000. Taking us to Mark. He needs to find the importance of being earnest. The reason for being will cost him. How much money? $9,401. He'll finish in second place. But Paul, guess what? You're now a five-day champion, and you have moved over the $100,000 mark to $106,801. Sounds good. Sounds very good. He'll try to add to that tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
This is Chet. He loves work, but lives for the weekend. And now, he needs a new truck. So he came here and saw what others paid for the truck he wants. Now, he could recognize a great price. TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Asper Cream works.